with Cape Talk. This is Abs on Early Breakfast.
Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. We're looking forward to having a conversation with you, talking about things that matter to you. Don't forget that coming up next, we're going to be talking insurance with Crystal Comment, saying that, or rather, it is a good idea to also consider that some insurance New Year's resolutions maybe is a way you want to go. So according to Crystal Comment, she says that, you know, when you're starting off the new year, you've got your New Year's resolutions. What about maybe revisiting your insurance once again and having a look at some of the things that maybe you need to change so that your insurance works for you? Well, I tell you what, she is the right person to be chatting to. Crystal, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and something, something, Boxing Day. All of them are there.
thanks for having me.
Crystal, it's a new year, it's new beginnings. Certainly, I mean, according to you, this should also be a good time to review your insurance policies.
It's a good time as any. It's you know, a good time to clean out and make sure that everything is right and in place. And often our risk profiles change over the festive season. We buy new things and maybe we get a new job, or we've got, you know, kids studying at varsity. So often there are major changes, and it's a really good time for you to sit down and look at your insurance policy and make sure that everything's right and in place.
And making sure everything is right and everything in place, I mean, it sounds easy. Is it as easy as that, Crystal? I mean, is it as easy as just calling in, or is it a question of going back to the old file and flipping everything out? What's the process here?
Well, first of all, nowadays everything is done electronically. So, you know, if you have an insurance policy, the chances are very, very good that you've got it in you know, in electronic format. And it's simple. It's sitting down with your insurance policy, taking it, first of all, reading it, because the problem is, and it's one of the biggest causes of claims rejections, is people don't actually read their policy documentation. I'm talking about the policy schedule with listing all your personal information and the assets that you insure. So reading through your schedule, understanding what are the insurance company requirements, and then going back to insurance company with any changes that you might may have. So, you know, I mentioned perhaps you have a new job, or you've got a change in the way you work. So you've gone from being an office person to perhaps out on the roads, you know, selling some sort of thing or calling on clients. So changing your risk profile and communicating these changes to your insurance company so that they can record it and to adjust, you know, your premium, whether it's up or down, so that you have the right information on record with your insurance company. It is very important, because people don't do this, and then they are lazy about insurance. They don't like it. It's complicated. It's a grudge purchase. And then when a claim happens, there's no cover and everyone is unhappy. Mm. So it's very important to get your information right.
If you just joined the conversation, we are just chatting to Crystal Coleman, insurance expert at Old Mutual, joining you every Monday morning to give you some advice when it comes to insurance. Now, she's tackled various topics ranging from understanding insurance if you're getting cover for the first time, to talking about the term act of God. So if you have any insurance questions, now's the time to call in and ask on 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. It's a new year, Crystal. So is my insurance premium likely to increase?
Unfortunately, yes. Not right at the beginning. It depends on when your policy is up for review. But most insurance companies will adjust your premium to cater for inflationary increases, and then which you don't have much control over. I mean, we're all subject to that. But if you have if you've submitted claims during the past year and your policy is up for review, your premium will increase because, you know, your insurance company will charge you more. So it's very important, and it's a great question. When you have a claim and you're not sure, should you claim, shouldn't you claim, maybe it's not a very big claim, is to phone your insurance company up and say, if I submit this claim, how much will my premium increase by come renewal? It could be 5%, but some companies can increase it by much as 20, 30%. And if you take that increase and you take it over the year of paying more, it might end up that you pay more in premium than actually for the claim that you're submitting. So it's very important to do that.
Mm-hmm. And then breaking it down, we've got your car insurance and we've got your home insurance. We talk about revisiting some of these and maybe checking if things are working. But talking about home insurance, what are some of the things that we could be doing right now in the beginning of the year to ensure that when the time comes, as you correctly say, to claim, we're ready?
Well, first of all, home insurance, we sit with a problem of underinsurance. So insurance companies say if you're not correctly insured, so let's take the example of 100 Rand. You insure yourself for 100 Rand, but the actual replacement value of your contents, because you insure for replacement value, is 200, and you have a claim. It doesn't matter the size of that claim. The insurance company says you are only insured for 50% of the replacement value, so we will only pay you 50% of your claim. It's the average condition. It's very difficult to understand if you don't understand insurance terms. So it's important that you go and do a proper replacement calculation of your contents and insure for the correct value. If you underinsure, you will be paid less when it comes to claim stage. So the review of your home content is absolutely critical. Insuring for the correct value is absolutely critical. And then, of course, it's the beginning of the year. So our kids are going off to varsity. It's important that you make sure, or to boarding school, that you remember to insure those items. And then to also make sure that you've got your security requirements listed correctly on your policy. If they say there's an alarm system that needs to be set, you have to do that when the home is unoccupied. Insurance companies will not pay claims if alarm warranty is on the policy and it wasn't activated at the time of the loss. So it's all very important things to consider for home contents.
We are still talking insurance with Christel Coleman. If you have an insurance question, this is the best time to give us a shout. Send us an SMS to 31567. Looking forward to having that conversation with you. Now, Christel, that covers home insurance. And then we've got cars. So vehicle insurance, what should we be looking at?
Well, vehicle insurance works the other way around. So when your policy comes up for review, the sum insured of your vehicle will probably be adjusted downwards. It's not to say that your premium will reduce. Again, insurance companies will look at the number of claims that you've had and adjust your premium accordingly. I think something that's very important is for you to review on your policy the usage of your vehicle. Again, don't lie about anything, because insurers have ways of checking up on information nowadays. It's the age of information, so it's very important, very easy to get to information. So if you use your vehicle, for instance, to see clients, so you use it for some sort of professional purpose, you have to make sure it's listed like that. If your young driver in your family, so your child has just turned 18, they start using your car on a regular basis, or that even if you're fortunate enough, you buy them a vehicle, you have to make sure that they are listed on the policy as a regular driver. If the insurance company finds out at the time of loss that you weren't honest about that, they could reject the claim. And then, of course, you have to make sure that whoever's listed on your policy as the driver for the vehicle is correct. So, if, for instance, some insurance companies have nominated drivers and no one else is allowed to drive that vehicle, you have a claim and it was your mother driving the vehicle or a friend and they're not listed, they could have a rejected claim. So it's a very important thing that you can't just ignore. That's why people are so unhappy with insurance. They don't read their policy documents. They don't review it, and then there's great unhappiness when it comes to claim stage.
Mm. And so as we finish off the interview, what would then be your parting words for this morning to the Cape Talk listeners?
Just read your insurance policy and don't have an ostrich syndrome, so head in the sand, because the only person that will lose out is you at the end of the day as a policyholder. No point in complaining at the time of the loss. Do it upfront. Be proactive. Read your policy, review it, and make sure everything is correct and your claims will be paid out, probably.
As you said, don't do the ostrich thing. I was thinking to myself, man, that is so me. Like, yeah, I'm sure it's all right. I'm sure. I'll just leave it there and hope and cross fingers that everything will turn out all right. But in any case, Christel, thank you so very much for joining us once again. Looking forward to having this conversation again with you next week, Monday.
Thank you, Abs.
Thank you so much. Christel Coleman, insurance expert at Old Mutual. She joins you around about this time every Monday morning. So if you ever have an insurance question that you want to ask, jot it down.